Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Time to head out to the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. We say good morning to Von Miller, Commander's Edge Rusher. Listen to Von's podcast, Free Range, on the Odyssey app or download it wherever you get your pods. Von, what's up? How are you? How was the bye week for you?
Howdy, guys. How's it going?
Hey, good.
I was in Dallas with the fam.
Nice.
Nothing special or nothing cool. I was just, you know, kicking it with my kids and family back in Dallas.
All right. Do you have like a nice home in Dallas? Is it a ranch? Is it a farm setup? Because we know you're into the free range chickens. That whole thing is a passion of yours. What's your home setup in Dallas like?
No, man, I just got a condo. You know, the market is crazy in Dallas right now. I want to build soon, but right now I just got a condo, just trying to figure it out.
All right, so your dream home is going to be in your home state of Texas.
Yep. You know, my mom always told me too. You know, if you want to make God laugh, start making plans. You know, I want to be in Texas, but it could easily be, you know, here in D.C. or back in Denver or, you know, wherever.
Okay, he's so flexible.
So I know you're a football junkie. You're a sports junkie, but you're a football junkie. So you're with the fam. So are you like with the kids, or are you sitting down there and you're really consuming like 8, 10, 12 hours of football on Sunday?
Watching, are you saying like if I'm not playing?
Yeah, like on a bye week.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, I would like to do both. You know, yeah. I would like to try to. You know, I got a 4-year-old, and you know, my youngest son, he'll be 3 in February. So I got 2 little boys. In a perfect world, I would like for us all to sit down and watch football.
Watch together.
But it's hard to get. It's hard to get them to pay attention to it. But yeah, in a perfect world, yeah, we would all sit down and watch Red Zone on one TV and have like a specific game on another, and like multicast on another TV.
So Vaughn, say the Commanders have a game in the evening, a primetime game, and there's a game from Europe, whether it's England, Germany, whatever, that you're obviously not playing in. Are you going to wake up at 9 o'clock and watch the 9:30 Eastern kick of the Europe game and then just watch until you have to leave for your game?
Yeah, I mean, I love football. So whenever it comes to, you know, football and I can, you know, watch whatever it is, I'm up watching it. If that's 9:30, I'm already up. I get up around, you know, 8 on game days. So I'm watching that, and then I'll watch the games after that leading up to our primetime game, you know, Sunday night.
As a guy who's been in the league for many, many years and is a football junkie, we were having a discussion about teams that are under center versus teams that are under shotgun. What is harder to defend for you?
I mean, if you got a solid running game, you know, both of those work. You know, you can have a solid running game out of shotgun. You can have a solid running game out of under the center. You know, that play action element is really hard on pass rushers, especially when you have an effective running back or a running game. So I think it's just depending on the type of running game that you have. Like, it's, you're not fooling nobody if you can't run the ball and you get under center. So it's, or you, they know exactly what you're about to do. So I think that element of surprise is always hard on pass rushers in the secondary. And obviously linebackers too, when you're able to get them up tight to the line of scrimmage, it opens up, you know, routes behind them. So it just depends on the running game, what you're able to run offensively.
Hey, Vaughn, you're not going to get caught up in your feels, are you, when you look across the line of scrimmage this weekend and you see that old Denver Broncos logo that you played for so many years, right? That's not going to affect you, is it? Let's hope it doesn't.
I'll be lying and saying if I said I don't have a special place in my heart for the Denver Broncos. That's obviously there. Mm-hmm. But this is my third time. This is, you know, my third time playing the Denver Broncos since I left. So, you know, it's, a lot has changed since I was there. You know, a lot is different, but that love is still there. You know, obviously I'm playing for the Commanders and I want to win the game. I want to have success against my old team. But I still, you know, love those guys over there. Cortland Sutton is one of my good friends, and Gary Bowes is one of my good friends. Patrick Surtain, I was there when he got drafted. So I still got, you know, a lot of connections over there. I'm not about to cry and won't be able to play in the game because I'm so emotional. That's not going
to
happen, though.
What Denver Broncos quarterbacks have you sacked as members of other teams? I know you know the pelts that you have on your wall.
Yeah, I have not had a sack against the Denver Broncos.
That's a gap in your resume.
Well, this is a perfect week. This means you're going to have like two against Bo Nix. I love to hear that, actually.
Hey, I'm curious, Vaughn. So you get drafted by the Broncos in 2011. Prior to that, you grew up in Texas. You played college football in Texas. What was the cold like and the snow like for you in those early years?
I thought I knew what cold was, but I really didn't. Like, a cold game for us was 20 to 25 degrees, 30 degrees. When I went to Denver is where I really got introduced to cold weather. And then going to Buffalo is really where I had, you know, a good relationship with cold weather. I like it cold. I think as bad as we can get the elements and still have traction, that falls into the type of game that I want to play.
Did you ever miss a practice because you were like stuck in the snow?
And Buffalo?
Or Denver?
Denver, it didn't really snow as much. I don't think as a member of the Denver Broncos, we ever got a snow day. In Buffalo, I mean, we had it's probably like 3 or 4 practices a year that we had to stay home and just, you know, watch and do like practice on Zoom or whatever. But it wasn't really that bad in Denver. You know, we have about 300 days of sunshine in Denver. That's with all 4 seasons. So it snows in Denver, but it doesn't really stick. And Buffalo is where it really gets crazy.
Hey, Vaughn, I should know this, but I don't off the top of my head. In the cold weather, are you a long sleeves under your jersey guy or no?
I mean, I wear long sleeves whether it's hot or cold. So I'm just a long sleeve guy. It doesn't matter about the elements. It could be 90 degrees, I'm going to have sleeves on. It could be, you know, 5 degrees, I'm going to still have sleeves on.
Why is that when it's hot? Why do you like it when it's hot?
Well, for one, I'm allergic to grass.
Oh,
and,
really?
You know, my I got asthma and I'm allergic to grass. So that really plays in the playing good football.
What else are you allergic to? Anything other than grass and, that's the top line.
Just
grass?
Yeah, maybe
just
cats?
Yeah, cats? What about cats or dogs?
No, it's just, no pets.
Horses?
No, it's just,
rabbits?
It's just, No animals. It's just grass. No food allergies, anything like that.
Allergic to sulfa drugs, penicillin.
He just told you only grass.
I feel like I need to know all these things about.
That's crazy. We're getting to know Von Miller. Hey Von, this is something we were talking about before. What is Von Miller's stance on dudes who wear pajama pants like to work or to the airport or something like that?
They don't wear them to work. I mean, the radio doesn't count.
I'm not really like a pajama. I'm not really like a pajama guy.
Right.
I like wearing sweats to the airport and to work and stuff
smart.
Like that. But not
we're
not
similar.
Really like a pajama guy. They're pretty thin too, so they don't really have like the comfiness that I'm looking for. I'm a sweat guy.
Hey right. Vaughn, like after last night's game between the 49ers and Panthers, there was a little skirmish between Juwan Jennings and I believe Trevor Moehrig from the Panthers, because Moehrig apparently punched Jennings in, you know, below the belt during the game. And then, you know, he got his vengeance after the game was done. Do you wear a cup during a game? I know it's a very invasive and personal question, but like, do you wear that sort of protection during a game? And if not, why not?
Yeah, I've been in the league 15 years and I play with so many different guys, and I have never wore a cup, and nor am I aware of anybody, you know, wearing a cup on the football field. I think that's kind of like, I don't know, I think that's kind of like too much. I don't know. In my 15 years, even in college and in high school, like, even in Little League, I have never been aware of, you know, anybody wearing a cup or me.
You've definitely taken some shots to that part of your body, 100%. I mean, playing all these years of football.
You really don't. It's crazy because this, you really don't have that type of problem. You know,
you don't get like a running back's helmet in your nads.
Well, what about at the bottom of a pile? There's got to be some dirty player that's just trying to like knock you out of a game.
No, I mean, let me knock on wood, and you know, and let me knock on wood, and you know, and you know, in my 26 years of football, Little League included, I have had one or two instances where I had to, you know, recover from something like that. And, you know, it's very, very rare.
Okay. Hey, you learned something.
All right. So let's get to the defense. Obviously, you guys made a switch where Dan's calling the plays and Joe Witt is back up in the booth. Did you feel there was a difference for you guys?
You know, honestly, no, man. I didn't feel a difference. To me, our problems are not, they don't fall on the coach's shoulders. That's just my opinion. I feel like, you know, the problems that we're having, it's within the players and it's for us to figure out. There is no magic call. There is no magic scheme. I've always felt like DQ has done a great job coaching and Coach Witt has done a great job coaching. I when he came down to the field, I didn't see a difference there. I didn't see a difference when he was in the booth. You know, I don't think that's where our problems lie, whether we had a defensive coordinator on the field or not, or whether DQ is calling the plays. The problems that we're having are within the players, and it's us on the players to really figure that out.
Is it in the players making mistakes or in the players' capabilities?
Yeah, I'm sure it's definitely mistakes, whether it's me on one play and then, you know, the very next play, it's another guy, and then it's another guy on this play, and it's another guy on this play. You know, it's kind of like that. You know, we got to find ways to be solid for consistent plays on the football field. It's not a scheme thing, in my opinion. I think the problems fall, you know, on the same thing as with the special teams too in the offense. Like, it's this guy on this guy on that play, instead of just having consistent plays where everybody is solid. I don't think it's not a coaching, you know, call or play caller issue that we're having, in my opinion.
Talking to Von Miller from the Washington Commanders. He's at 4.5 sacks. All right, so let's preview your next opponent. You guys
Is it four or five?
Oh, let's double check.
Oh, I thought you had 4.5.
We're going to double check that.
I got you at five.
Yeah, don't slight the man. Don't take his half sack.
I just need three. I just need three to be in the top 10. You know, that half sack, that'll be 3.5 that I need.
Something tells me there's a financial incentive tied to some of those numbers, too.
I think he's doing this for legacy, right? I think that's what you care about.
I mean, that bonus, I mean, that's there, and that's all good, but it's not like something that I'm like going in a game thinking like, hey man, let me go ahead and get this. Like, that's just part of the contract that I signed, which is all good, and I would like to get that too. I'm not saying I don't want that. I definitely, you know, want that. But for me, what is more important is the legacy part of it. You know, I got this season and these games, these six games right now. You know, I want to play next year. But I mean, who knows, you know, what'll happen with that. So all I have is the present moment right now to be able to do what I can.
So what do you see on film from the Denver Broncos offense? You got a second-year quarterback in Bo Nix. You mentioned your friend, one of the weapons on the outside for him. What do you see in Denver?
Man, those guys are solid all over, and it's definitely led with Bo Nix. And, you know, I think guys really underestimated speed, man. You know, he's not like Lamar Jackson or anything like that, but he's definitely up there. And he can throw, he can pass, he has moxie, you know, as guys would say. You know, he has this confidence about him. The offense definitely runs through him. They got a solid run game. Offensive line is definitely a weapon for those guys too. And Courtland Sutton, he's having an amazing season as well. So really every single position group on that offense, they're doing a really good job.
What's going on with your guy Myles Garrett? He's going to have like 30 sacks at this pace.
Yeah, Myles Garrett is going crazy. I think he had 3 sacks this week and then 4 sacks the week before, then 5. After that, it's insane. Like, you know, he came in the league 6 years after me, and I think he's only 14 sacks behind me. So I gotta get as many sacks as I can.
Yeah, you better hurry up, Vaughn,
if you want to stay in the top 10.
I gotta get as many sacks as I can, and I gotta get deep in the top 10. I gotta get to like 6 to stay in the top 10. So,
hey,
you know, that's
Vaughn. How does that work with your? I mean, I'm sure you know what packages and play calls you're in, right? Do you? Like, are you like a kid in high school or something who's just like standing right next to the coach, like I'm available, like get me in more type thing? Or like, how does that work?
Yeah, that's exactly it. And, you know, obviously I can play the run. Mm-hmm. I can play the run. I can do all this stuff too. But we obviously got guys that do that better. And, you know, if it's a guaranteed rundown or something like that, then you want guys that can, you know, play that, you know, to the best of our ability. Not saying that I can't do it, because I definitely can do it, and I'm definitely on the sideline, like, chomping at the bit to get in there.
Do you say anything?
Like I said before.
Or do you stand there?
No, we all got, like, I got an open communication with DQ and Coach Tapp. But, I mean, all of these games that we've been in, we've been down. Like, you know, I'm able to play my best, and my superpowers really come to life when we're defending in the lead, and we're up by... Well, about 10 points or two scores, where we can just anticipate the snap count and jump the snap count and, you know, be athletic at the top of the rush and do all of these things. Like, you know, the game is close and, you know, they're running the ball. They got play action on top of that. And, you know, we're down by 17 points. You know, that's really not a
nightmare for you, actually, trying to chase sacks.
Yeah, it's a nightmare trying to, you know, get in there and do what I can do. You know, so that's just the type of situation that we've been in the last, you know, 6 games.
Last question. I know we got to run. Are you shocked that this team is in this position it is right now?
I would say, like, I'm super optimistic all the time. So coming here to the Commanders, I was super optimistic on, you know, the type of season that we could have. We just went to the NFC Championship last year. One of the best quarterbacks in the league. We got one of the best wide receivers in the league. Offensive line with Laremy Tunsil and Josh Compton. Like, we had all of these weapons, and, you know, just slowly it's just like this injury bug just started to, like, just bite us. At first it was, you know, Dietrich Wise and Austin Ekeler, which were two huge weapons for us. And then, you know, it was Terry and Jaden, and then Jaden came back. I haven't been looking, like, I wouldn't say I'm surprised, because I haven't been looking up like, dang, like, I was expecting this or expecting that out of this season. But the injury bug just kind of, like, slowly, like, just took its toll on our team. And, you know, that's never an excuse, you know, because other teams have to deal with that as well.
But it's a fact.
But we've really been hit hard, and that changes the way that, you know, we talked about play calling earlier. That changes the way you call plays. It changes the schemes that you can put out there. You know, this is a super competitive league and a super competitive division. you know, the injuries that we've had have been, they've been extreme, man. And, you know, season ending injury after another. And it's just been tough to really rebound from that and play the type of ball that we can. But we still can't do it. And we have found ways to be competitive in these games. We just haven't been able to get the outcome that we want to have the type of season that we want.
All right. Well, hopefully it's a good outcome against the Broncos. We'll talk to you again next week. Thanks for the time, Vaughn. Appreciate it, man.
Thank you, buddy.
Hey, I appreciate you guys. Thank you, pal.
That's Vaughn Miller, Commander's Edge Rusher. Listen to his podcast, Free Range, on the Odyssey app or download it wherever you get your podcasts. Hey, Commanders fans, this is for you. Level up with the brand new AAA Commanders MVP membership. You get all the benefits of AAA, such as 24/7 roadside assistance, plus chances to win game tickets, access to exclusive team events and experiences, along with 15% off Commanders gear at the online pro shop. Already a AAA member? Add the Commanders MVP membership for free. Go to AAA.com/Commanders to upgrade or join the squad and put your fandom in drive.
Is Landfill sending a message for the Egg Bowl? With the cowbell, rooting for the Bulldogs?
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The Mississippi State Bulldogs!
The Bulldogs!
We should check in with Coach Prime and Fred a little later in the program. Would love to... I don't think we've heard Coach Prime talk about Shador's success in his opener.
Yeah.
I'm guessing that would mean a lot to Coach Prime. B, we're waiting here for Sam Cosby to join us. I did want to have a Thanksgiving discussion, but while we wait for Sam, you are a dude that always, not always, but often does the cooking. Is it weird for you to be going to your daughter's home and not be doing the cooking?
No.
Are you excited about it?
Yeah, but I'm end up cooking anyway. You know what I mean? I don't know how to just watch somebody else do nothing.
So you're going to go down Wednesday night. Thursday morning, will you have a bike down there? Like, what is – you're going to be
they
up –
they got a Peloton. They got a treadmill and a bike. I'll be on both, one on both of them.
Right, because you're going to be up at, what, 5:36?
About 6 there, yeah.
And
I'm going to be ready to rock, Jay.
I mean, I know you.
But so, you know, like, they've watched me enough. They should be able to handle this thing now.
Certainly. Who else going? Will Maya go with you?
Yeah, right.
Aaliyah's going?
Yeah.
Okay. Where do you stay?
Bria.
At Bria's house?
Yeah.
How big is this house? You guys are rolling down there with five people?
Four people. They got one, two, three, four. 5 or 6 bedrooms.
Damn. That's a house.
Enough. Yeah, they got enough.
Yeah, they, clearly.
Yeah.
That's a lot of house.
Mm-hmm.
Does Deshaun fry the turkey?
Deshaun not a fry, and he gets smoked too. So he's gonna smoke a turkey and fry a turkey.
So two turkeys.
Yeah.
Anything else? Ham, steak, anything?
Ham, yeah.
Gotta have ham. All right. Joining us now.
Some rice, some dressing, all that. Yeah. Send me that read,
please. Joining us now is our friend, Mr. Sam Cosmi from the Washington Commanders, right guard. Sam, what's up, dude? You feeling rested?
Heck yeah. Feels good. Feels good to have that week off, man.
What all do you do? Because I know how beat up you are. What all do you do with a week off?
I think like last week I said, body wise, I take a little extra time in the training room, just try to, you know, again, get a lot of the inflammation out of my body, and, getting off my feet is key. Cold tub is a big thing for me. I typically do it twice a day. I have one at the house that I do, and I just feel rejuvenized after I kind of get out of that. But yeah, I mean, just like get off my feet, kind of get stuff I haven't done around the house as well, you know, for the little one that's coming. That's basically what I did last week.
Dude, yeah, that cold tub works wonders, man. So I didn't learn the cold tub until like I was going into my 11th year.
Yeah, no, I swear up and down by it. I think it's one of the best things. I mean, I'll probably do it when I'm done with football. I think just coming out of the cold tub, you just feel so, I don't know, like everything feels better.
Alive.
It sucks going in. Yeah, you feel more alive. It sucks going in, but once you get out of it, you feel way better.
So this blew my mind, B. I don't know when we talked about this, Sam, maybe 2 weeks ago. You know how long he stays in? So when I do the cold tub, I try for 3 minutes, but a lot of times it's like 90 seconds.
3 minutes is a waste of your time, dude. You got to stay in there for way longer than that. Because it's going to take you 5 minutes to get right. 5, 10 minutes.
He stays in for eight minutes.
Yeah, you better go do a cryotherapy if you're going to beat 3 minutes.
Yeah, he knows.
You guys are professional football players. I'm a blogger. So
it doesn't make a difference.
It's a different scale for me is all I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I said. Like when I go in, like when I first, that's the reason I got the one at the house, because I can regulate the temperature.
Right.
So if you can get your body acclimated to how cold it's going to be. So like I started out for like 52, which is not really that cold. And now I'm down to like 40. So
damn, dude, that's like the North Sea.
Yeah. Yeah. So like I said, if you can get, like, it sucks just going into one that's already like at 45 for anybody that hasn't done it.
Uh-huh.
But if you can just, that's why if I can get my body regulated to it, I feel way better doing it, you know?
Yeah. That's like for me, Sam, what I would do when I first started doing the cold tubs, I'm like, it takes longer to really get adjusted. Then I did. When I found the cryotherapy, I was like, oh, cool. I'm cool with this.
I've never done cryo.
By the time you think you're getting cold, you're done.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
That thing gets cool. Cold quick.
It just goes faster.
Yeah. 3 minutes.
Yeah. We have one at the facility, and typically to have the kind of the same effect that the contact of the water versus being like in the dry cold, I think it's like a negative 165 in there.
Yeah. Damn.
Yeah.
It sounds crazy, but that's why you can be in there for like 3 minutes,
yeah.
You know, any longer than that. You know, I think like Antonio Brown, I remember when he was at the Raiders, he went without like
messed his feet
barefoot.
Up foot. Yeah. Messed his feet up.
Messed his feet up. Like you can't do that. I'm surprised that whoever you went and did that, that's crazy to me. Cause I can only imagine being in there barefoot. That's insane.
Wow. We are talking with our friend Sam Cosmi here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Sam joins us through our Paisanos players chat, and all weekend long, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, everybody's excited about Thanksgiving. Everybody's excited about turkey, but eventually you're going to get tired of turkey. And if you want some pizza, they're going to be 50% off pizzas. Use the code BLACK50 for Paisanos pizza this weekend once you get tired of that turkey. I want to talk a little turkey with you, Sam, but I did want to ask, obviously you guys are coming back from the bye. You've got Denver Sunday Night Football. This has not been the season you wanted, and yet you've got 6 games remaining. How important is it to show the kind of ball that you thought this team would be capable of throughout the year?
Yeah, you know, I think that's very important. You know, just to give our fan base something to look forward to and to be able to, as the weeks go on, I know we haven't been able to perform like, you know, we were expected to this year. But, you know, like for us, our intention is to, our mindset is to win out. We got to win out to give ourselves a chance. And, you know, we're going to try to play our best ball, our most disciplined ball. And like I said, like last week, kind of go back to the fundamentals of who we are, you know, and eliminate any unnecessary things that don't need to be in the game plan or, you know, we don't feel like or is going to help us winning the ball game. So, I mean, at the end of the day, all we can control is how we prepare and our effort going into the ball game and during the ball game. So, you know, that's kind of the mindset.
Sam, are you, like, you know, many people lead in different ways. Are you the type of guy that you lead by example, or do you, like, if you see somebody needs something, you just walk up and tell them what you think?
You know, I think I am a lead by example guy, but at the same time, like, when I feel like that moment is needed, I will step in. Mm-hmm. You know, I think it's very important to have that ability to, you know, be able to lift guys up and do that in whatever way it is. But I think everybody has the ability to be a leader in some way or form. If that's not, you know, vocally, that's going to be how they go based off their day to day, how they, you know, attack each day and how they present themselves how they work. You know, I feel like I'm one of those guys that puts in the time, puts in the effort shows it on game day.
Sam, for you as a dude that worked your way all the way back from a major injury, when you watch Jaden trying to work his way back from injury, how do you balance, hey man, you got to take care of yourself for the long haul with that's our guy, we want him out there?
Yeah, you know, I think that's the hard thing to balance out. You know, like for me, it was like building a confidence to be like, hey man, like I know I'm going to struggle through a little bit of uncomfortability and there's going to be a little bit of pain here and there throughout, you know, being on the football field and this, that, and the other. But like just having the confidence in yourself, knowing that like when you step on the field, like you're still going to be able to ball out. I think that's the biggest thing with him is just having the confidence in himself and the guys around him to help him elevate himself to be able to perform. So, you know, I think that's just kind of the mindset going into injuries in general.
I think it's got to be, right? And are you ever, like, how much attention do you pay to social media and kind of where fans are and what they think? Any?
I don't. I get a lot of my stuff from, like, I like to look on TikTok, so I'm like, I think you saw that whenever I was in Madrid. I see, like, little videos here and there. That's pretty much the farthest I'll go. I'm not really on social media that much, on Instagram or Twitter. But, yeah, I mean, I think the thing that I hear the most is, like, do we bring Jaden back? Do we not? Like, how this season is going? I don't know. I'm not one of those guys that knows the answers to that and quite understands. That's the only thing I've heard, but I'm like, man, if we were to get them back and we can show what we're all about going into you know, the rest of the season and giving ourselves a shot for the postseason, if not, like, giving ourselves a shot to see what we all are about for next season, I think that would be huge.
The saying I always heard, you don't want people to get used to losing, and if a player can play and he's available, go out there and play. You know,
exactly.
Just, you know, I don't think there was a time I ever felt like, you know, I don't want to play.
Yeah.
I can't. Yeah, if it is, I damn sure don't remember it.
Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, like, our job is to win.
Yeah.
And to go out there and put the best product that we can for everybody in the country. And, you know, obviously not being able to have all our players out there is just not being able to put the best product out there. You know, we're in the entertainment business, and that's kind of the base of it too, you know? So, regardless, I always say regardless of the record and what, you know, what's around us and that we have a job to do,
you know,
we have to do it at the highest, you know, if you're not going to play, no offense, like if you're not going to play for the team, you got to play for yourself at the end of the day too. Cause like the turnover each and every year is going to happen, you know? So like, you got to play hard regardless. You can't just go out there and just not play hard. You're going to embarrass yourself. It's the NFL.
Right.
So that's just kind of the mindset you have to have. I think a lot of guys do. I just couldn't imagine going out there and just, oh, whatever, you know, it's just not built in me.
I know when I was in Philadelphia and I was doing radio and we had lost a preseason game and the guy called into the station and he's like, what the hell are you doing on the radio? Y'all lost. I said, well, dude, my contract says I got to be here for 20 games. So win, lose, or draw, I'm going to be here for 20 games. You know what I mean? So it doesn't change because the game didn't go how you wanted it to go. I still have to do my job. So
totally.
100%.
Talking with our friend Sam Cosmi here in our weekly Paisanos Players Chat. Check out Paisanos this weekend. Once you get tired of the turkey, pizza's half off. Use the code BLACK50. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, you'll be watching football. Get some pizza. I had Paisanos last night. Sam, you ever had Paisanos?
I have, yeah. It's really good.
It is good. What's your go-to Paisanos order?
I'm a pretty standard guy. Normally, it's just as much... More like a meat lover type of pizza. So
that's me.
You know, as much you know protein you could put on it. That's what I go for.
B. Mitch calls me a child because I like cheese pizza.
He get a cheese pizza, and he probably wants a small.
I'm a cheese guy too, so I'll get like a meat lover type pizza with the cheese pizza. It slaps. Cheese pizza slaps.
I love it.
Yeah, but he only gets a cheese pizza.
I got some wings last night too.
He gets a cheese pizza. He gets an 8 ounce filet and wants to split it in half with somebody.
8 ounce, and I can eat myself.
He gets the little bitty hamburgers too.
Dude, so you get to enjoy Thanksgiving with your family. Do you have family coming to town, or will it just be you and your wife and the kids? What are you doing for Turkey Day?
Yeah, I think we're going to hang out with some of their teammates.
Okay.
Some online. Not much planned. Like I said, other than that, the wife is ready to pop here soon. So as much... you know, less, you know, motion that we can have with her, the better, you know, she's right there. So, that's kind of our plan, just hang out with our teammates and enjoy and break some bread. I think that's going to be the plan there.
Is it days or weeks now?
You know,
yes.
Exactly. It's one of those. Yeah. It's whatever he wants.
Oh boy.
Who does the cooking? Or will you guys get it catered? Or, like, is there one dude that will... Like, B. Mitch, he's going down to his daughter's house in North Carolina, but normally B. will fry up, like, 8 turkeys. Is one of the... Like, is Allegretti out there with a chef hat on frying up turkeys?
Yeah, I think... Actually, that's great you put it. I think we're going to go to Nick's house and last time we went there, he whipped up some stuff, but I'm interested in what he's doing. I haven't really talked to him. I know we're just going to bring some stuff over and do that. We initially wanted to host, but again, like it's going to be a lot for her.
You got a lot
to do. Anything, yeah, you know. So, I think we're going to do that and just bring some stuff over, and everybody just contribute to doing that.
That's great. So here's a question for you. Then this is the B. Mitch and Finley AAA poll question of the day. What is the best part of Thanksgiving? You got 3 options, Sam: food, football, or family.
I'm always family first. So that's going to probably be my answer. Just all that. I mean, dude, that's what Thanksgiving, everything you just said there is what makes Thanksgiving so special. So that's the 3 F's right there. You know,
it's hard
to come by, but I think the first thing is always family.
3 S. That's my report card.
Family,
sophomore year.
Do it in alphabetical order: family, food, then football. Yeah. And you keep yourself out of trouble that way.
Good.
See, JP will go home and say football first, then food, then he'll say family. He's gonna get himself in trouble.
What? What? All right. Let's say now. Obviously, this year's a little different. Your wife's pregnant. You're kind of just on standby mode. But let's say you have like your dream Thanksgiving spread, whatever that entails. What does your first plate look like?
So, normally, like growing up. Well, me and my uncles, we do a fried turkey. Normal turkey's all right, but, man, a fried turkey goes a long way.
Yes, indeed.
My mom makes, like, this roasted pecan sweet potato, like, casserole almost, like, dish. It's fantastic. I'll eat half of it. you know, some... I'm trying to think. I mean, we would have all sorts of things. For dessert, I got to go. It's not a typical thing, but my mom, I'm just thinking of my mom's stuff. She'll make like a really good tiramisu.
Ooh.
And yeah, just the lady fingers, everything you could think of, the cocoa powder on top. I mean, it hits it. And you know, she spikes it a little bit, you know, makes it a little bit. You might be walking a little funny after you eat one slice, but
I like that spiked tiramisu.
Yeah, yeah, it's good stuff. It's good stuff. But yeah, normally like yeah, fried turkey, anything that you know, anything potato salad's another one of my sweet corn, another one I really like.
I like sweet corn.
Mashed potatoes, just you know. All of that array of ham. Ham's normally good. My aunt brings over a really. You got a fat guy talking about food right now.
So. I'm in on this, dude. So my only kind of hot take is I'm just not the biggest turkey guy. I wish the pilgrims had made lasagna or prime rib or something.
He's a fool.
Do you like turkey independent of Thanksgiving, or is this kind of your day for turkey?
Unless. Turkey's going to go on a sandwich. I'll eat on a sandwich. That's pretty much as far as I'll go with turkey. But, man, you're missing out on a fried turkey. You got to try it.
I've tried it. It's good. I wish the main dish was something else. But on Thursday, I'm going to eat turkey. I'll be cool. I'll be fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you for the time, brother. We appreciate it.
All right, Sam. Take care, man.
Yeah, take care, you guys.
All right, brother.
All right, that's our guy, Sam Cosmi, joining us for his weekly Paisanos Players Chat. We're going to open these phone lines up. Talk Thanksgiving. Everybody give their dream Thanksgiving plate and what is the best part. Because I know for Brian and I, it's family. But for a lot of people, it might not be. It's B. Mitchell Finley.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Our buddy Bill Jacory Krosky Merritt is with us on Grant and Danny here on the Beltway Blitz. And Bill, happy Thanksgiving, man. Couple of days out. You're going to be sitting down to eat all your turkey. Yeah, happy Thanksgiving to you. What's on the plate? What's your go-to for Thanksgiving? What are you normally eating?
Definitely ham, for sure. Ham and dressing. That's my favorite. What about you?
I'm a mashed potatoes guy. Got to pummel some potatoes.
Okay.
So you're a Southern guy, okay. So dressing to you is stuffing to the rest of us, right?
I love dressing.
Yeah. See what I'm saying?
Do you do like bread and sausage, or like what's the dressing game for you like?
Oh, yeah, bread.
You got to go sausage in the stuffing, right?
I'm not sure what's in it, for real.
Yeah. You just eat it. I know.
I just know dressing is my favorite.
You just know when to sit down and eat the meal.
Yeah, my Southern grandmother from Alabama would call it dressing, and I'm like on salad? She goes, no, the dressing that goes inside the turkey. I love it, dude.
Some people do it different. Some people make theirs different.
Mm-hmm.
How does this work for you guys? I mean, you're in the middle of a work week. Do you leave the facility and everybody goes to different position players' houses, or are you just getting together with buddies and can you eat as much as you want, and then the next day on the practice field, are you feeling it? What's it like during the season?
I think everybody just go to their loved one house, and if you don't have loved ones down here like me, you probably can go to one of your coach's house and like just sit down with them and their family. But I don't know. Me personally, I think I can eat a lot and still be fine the next day. Like, but some people might be different. They probably can't eat that much on Thanksgiving because it might carry on the next day. But I think I'll be able to eat much as I want.
That's the beauty of
young person,
you know,
right
being
there.
Young. No food hangover for you.
How was the bye week, man? What did you get up to?
The bye week was good. I went back home to chill with family. It was good to just be around them and just chill. And I also did a turkey giveaway. Gave away 1,000+ turkeys, produce, and
amazing.
It was good just being back home and seeing family and stuff.
Good for you. What's the key for you, do you think, in this stretch run? You've gone through really your first grind of a month or so here in the NFL, where most games it's been around 2.5-3 yards per carry, really since the big breakout against the Chargers. For you, what do you think's the key to getting back on track and really hitting some big runs?
Just keep doing me. Just letting it come to me and like not trying to force it. Just letting the game come to me and I think I'll be fine. That's the main thing.
Is that hard to do? Do you sometimes, like if you got 7-8 carries and it's 15-20 yards or whatever, sometimes do you find yourself like trying to do a little too much and have to remind yourself, hey, let's slow our roll here?
Oh, yeah, for sure, because you're trying to make a play. But that's just gonna lead to you messing up on an assignment or missing a read because you're trying to force it. So that's something I had to learn, and it's like just continue to trust your read. So
this Denver defense you guys are playing this week is really, really good. What have you seen from them, and what do you guys have to do to try to counteract it?
Definitely a good defense, a good team overall. So I feel like we just gotta execute and not hurt ourselves. So I feel like that'll be a key to winning this game.
Jacory, you guys are gonna be getting Jaden Daniels back, it sounds like, according to Dan Quinn, back on the practice field. He will be coming back this season. What's that gonna do just for the morale in the locker room for you guys to see your starting quarterback back out there?
It's gonna be good to see him be able to get back out there. He's a competitor and wants to be out there. So it's gonna be good just to have him back on the field with the guys. Looking forward to it.
Bill, always looking forward to catching up with you, buddy, every Tuesday. It's a lot of fun all year long, man. Good luck this weekend, buddy. Thank you.
Nah, thank you.
It's Bill, Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt with us on Grant and Danny.
Jay Gruden segments on air and on the road. Jay Gruden is driven by the Tedbert Automotive Group, Tedbert Ford and Chantilly in Fairfax, your F-150 headquarters, and Tedbert Lincoln and Chantilly, and Tedbert Chevrolet in Sterling. All home to Tedbert for life. Lifetime vehicle coverage. See and shop them all at Tedbert.com.
Let's go talk to Jay Gruden on the Rude Guest Hotline right now. Jay, we got to enjoy Week 12 in the NFL without any Commanders stress. We'll get to the Commanders news of the day on Jaden Daniels in a bit, but I want to bounce around the league with you first. The Ravens have not been impressive, but they are back in first place with five consecutive wins. Doesn't quite look right yet with Lamar and Derrick Henry running the ball, but where are you on Baltimore? They're probably going to win the division. Do you think they could go on a run the way things are trending?
There is something a little odd about them. I think Lamar is still dealing with a little bit of a knee injury. He doesn't look quite as explosive as he typically does. There's a couple scrambles in that game where he got dragged down and caught, which would never happen. So I think he's still got a lingering knee issue right now. But, yeah, if he gets back to 100%, then they have a chance. Their offensive line's got to pick it up a little bit. Defensively, they're playing a little bit better than they did early in the season. So they have a chance, but they got to pick it up on offense.
What is Dr. Jay Gruden's diagnosis of this Philadelphia offense? What's going on?
I'll tell you what, they are very frustrating to watch because of all the talent that they have. You know, their offensive line is not quite as good as it has been in years past. That's one of their big issues. Obviously, they're not paving the way for Saquon, and the home run balls aren't going out of the park like they did last year. I think that's the biggest issue. The offensive line play is not as good, and Saquon's not hitting those big home run 60, 70-yard runs. But still, I think they're going to be okay because their defense is playing very good, and Devontae and A.J. Brown are a threat every time they go back to pass.
Jay, the Bears got a much-needed win against the Steelers. It would appear like they're in a great spot. They're 8-3 and leading the division, and that's where they want to be. But they have six left. They only have one game against a non-playoff team, and I think a lot of people are still anticipating not only that they won't win the division, but they'll fall out of the postseason altogether. Where are you on both the Bears and then Caleb Williams, who threw for three touchdowns yesterday but had one of the worst individual quarterback plays of the season, dropping the ball in the end zone while being sacked?
That was a hard play. I mean, that's T.J. Watt. You know, the Bears right now, their recipe for success is can really do well. If they can run the ball, I think they're like third or fourth in the NFL in rushing the football, which is huge. Doesn't put Caleb in too many known passing situations, and they're creating a ton of turnovers, man. I it's unbelievable. I think they're number one in the NFL in turnover margin. So if you're number one in turnover margin and you're running the football pretty well, you're going to be in a lot of games. So the good thing about the Bears, they've come from behind, which does a lot of good for your quarterback's confidence moving forward. So they'll be in positions where they'll be down in the fourth quarter, but they'll feel like they can come back and win. I do like the Bears a little bit, but I'm kind of with you guys. I think they're going to struggle down the stretch against these better teams.
24 takeaways, the most in the NFL. 16 interceptions, the most in the NFL. I saw a stat this week that like the top three pick getters in the league are all Chicago Bears at this point. So then with that in mind, I mean, if you look at the Lions, they're only really impressive good win in the last month is when they dominated Washington. Otherwise, two losses and a squeaker of a victory in overtime over the Giants yesterday with Jahmyr Gibbs ripping one off. Like them, Packers, Bears, who's in, who's out? How worried would you be if you're Green Bay or Detroit fan?
Pretty worried. I think they all control their own destiny, which is good to say this time of year. So, yeah, I think they play each other, and it's going to be coming down to the wire. And Minnesota might have some say if they get J.J. McCarthy off his rear end and start playing a little bit better. They can knock some people off too, but I do like the Lions. I think the Lions defense is getting a little bit more healthy. They got a closer in Hutchinson, and obviously the 1-2 punch of Gibbs and Montgomery is scary, and Amon-Ra can do it at all anytime. So I kind of like the Lions the best, then the Packers, and then the Bears if I had to rank them.
Jay Gruden with us here on G&D. They don't give trophies out for how good you are on November 24th, Jay, but if they did, I think the Rams would win it. My God, that group looks so impressive. They're great on both sides, and Stafford, to me, is the MVP. What'd you make of their dismantling of Tampa yesterday?
Yeah, it's impressive, man. They can run the ball, and then you play man-to-man, and they throw a fade or a swing at the Devontae for a touchdown. It's like really, really simple football. Everybody thinks it's a great creative scheme, but when you really watch them play, when they get one-on-one with Devontae Adams, it's either a one-step slant for touchdown or fade. He caught another fade last night, maybe two. He had two fades, I think. He's got a ton of them this year. So Stafford can put it on them, and then they can run the ball, and then defensively is where they're playing. I mean, Forbes is having a hell of a – he's got four picks, I think. And their secondary has been very good. Their pass rush has been excellent. And obviously, their balance on offense is what sets them apart from any other team in the league.
Packers, 23-6 winners over the Vikings. You were talking about them being second in your pecking order, but you referenced J.J. McCarthy. There's a stat floating around that since 2000, he is the lowest-ranked quarterback. It's like 851 of 852. Other than Jamarcus Russell, in EPA per play at the quarterback position over now 26 seasons of football, what do you see when you watch him? How bad is it?
It's not good. It's not good at all. In fact, he looks very jittery in the pocket. He doesn't really know what he's looking at. He's not very decisive. The ball doesn't come out very good, very accurately on time. He's just not comfortable right now. And then they fall behind. They got to throw a lot, and that's not good for him either. So other than completing wide receiver screens, it has been a chore for them to get the ball down the field, and they have some unbelievable weapons. I mean, it's Addison and Jefferson and Hockenson, and they can't complete a ball down the field. So it's got to be frustrating for O'Connell. I know it's frustrating for J.J., but they got to get better because he's not it right now.
What would you do to fix it, Jay? I mean, you know, first-round pick, no time to give up on him just yet, right? But it's only through a handful of games, but he looks lost. How would you fix it?
Well, it's easier said than done. I think, crystal ball-wise, they would have never got rid of Sam Darnold, right? They won 15 games in the regular season last year with Sam, and J.J.'s coming off a major injury. Is really quite a gutsy, ballsy move to go with the rookie who didn't play one snap. He missed the whole year with a knee. And then to get rid of a guy who won 15 games for you, that's really come back to bite him a little bit. And I know they got some issues on the offensive line as well, but that was too risky of a move. And I think just with playing time, hopefully he can play himself out of it. But I don't know. I don't know what the answer is right now. Hopefully time, because right now he's not doing anything very good.
Jay Gruden joining us after a Commanders bye week Sunday, going around the league after week 12. The Chiefs probably don't make the playoffs if they lose to the Colts yesterday. They have the worst tie-breaking metrics maybe of any bubble team in the entire NFL, and they would have needed to run the table effectively to get to 11-6. Now they're 6-5. They probably could still go 5-1 and get in perhaps at 11-6. But, man, they were down 20-9 in the fourth quarter of that game. The Colts had the ball, and if they get a field goal on any of their last three or four drives, basically, they might put Kansas City away. The Chiefs did a Chiefs thing. They just found a way to win in overtime. Pretty amazing. When you don't drive a stake through a team like this, it makes you think they're going to come back to haunt you. Do you see them getting in and actually being a team that could go on a run, or do you think watching these games, it's just not the same for them this year?
I do see them getting in. I think they're going to go 5-1, like you said, their last six, and get in there. The problem is they don't have the tiebreaker, like you mentioned, against Jacksonville, and I think the Chargers, and somebody else who they're competing with. So they got to pretty much go 5-1, like you said, but they have the ability to do it. I mean, they fumbled, Patrick fumbled, Kareem Hunt fumbled, and they still found a way to beat a pretty good Colt team. So they're there, obviously, and their defense is very good still. And just Patrick, they just feel like, it's kind of like Philadelphia's offense. You feel like you just wait for them to explode, and they just haven't really done it yet. But with Rashee Rice back, I think they'll get better and better as the season goes on. That's what great teams do. Fourth quarter of the season, that's when they step up and they separate themselves from the pack, and that's what I expect from Kansas City.
The other team head-to-head they don't have the tiebreaker over, you mentioned the Jaguars, is the Bills. Because, Buffalo may not win the East because of New England, and now you're competing potentially for the same playoff spot with Buffalo to get in.
I think Buffalo and the Chiefs are going to come in at the 7-6 seed, and they're going to have to go the road and play teams like Denver and Indianapolis. I mean, come on. You really want to play Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes? I mean, it's going to be crazy. It's going to be weird to see, like,
they might be favored on the road to kick off the playoffs.
They will be, 100%. Bo Nix, Daniel Jones playing at home to Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes. That'll be wild. Can't believe it.
Jackson Smith and Jigba is on pace to shatter the NFL receiving yardage record. I don't know if he's on pace to beat Michael Thomas's 149 catches, but he'll sniff it. I mean, it's that incredible. There's not much else going on in that passing game. Just what are you seeing, and how much fun would it be to have a toy like that in one of your offenses?
Yeah, he's amazing. He's a guy I didn't really think. I knew he's a good player, but not like this. Holy hell. I mean, he's doing it all over the place in the slot outside, and Sam Darnold has a great rapport with him, which is good. They're a team that I think is as good as anybody, too. I mean, they had five turnovers against the Rams and missed the field goal to win the game. I really like that football team. I like Sam. I think he's got to just show up in the bigger games. But Njigba is an incredible player. He can beat you with the home run speed, and he's a great route runner and unbelievable hands.
Jay Gruden on Grant and Danny here on The Fan. You were in Jacksonville just before they drafted Trevor Lawrence, yeah?
Yeah.
Because you had Gardner Minshew and some other Jag. I don't remember who it was. I can't remember.
Yeah, Mike Glennon, Gardner Minshew, and Jake Luton, if you must want to know.
Jake Luton, that's the guy's name.
The guy I always thought was Jay Gluten, but it's Jake Luton.
Yeah. Yeah, those are tough. Those are tough games to win when you're running out there with Jake Luton against Matthew Stafford to the line. It was tough. It was tough, tough year there.
Player coach, just like your Arena League days. Jay Gruden the coach, Jake Luton the quarterback. But anyway, I don't want to say I've defended Trevor Lawrence, but I have not been quick to bury him like everybody else. I've kind of said, oh, let's wait and see. I think Liam Cohen will get him right. I watched that game yesterday. My God, does he make some terrible decisions. This many years into his career, like, this cannot keep happening. What is he?
I don't know. He's done it his whole career. He's had a quarter where he looks like a superstar and a quarter looks like where he never played the game before. It's the damnedest guy I've ever graded. He was kind of like that at Clemson, if you really ask me. But he's always been inconsistent. That's been his number one knock, is he can really throw it. He can run. He's athletic, blah, blah, blah. And then he'll throw it right to the linebacker's face mask. It's like, what? And he'll miss a wide open hitch right in the dirt. So I don't know what the hell it is. I can't figure out Trevor Lawrence. And he's a guy that you'd love to have, and then you'd be probably fired after 3 years because he's too inconsistent.
Well, so that's my question. Like, is he good is the hardest thing to ever answer ever. But, I mean, I guess the jury's then returned the verdict. Like, you can't pay him the contract they did and get away with it.
Yeah, I agree. I think that he did show enough signs where, okay, he's got promise. He's getting better. He's still young. He's athletic. He's big. He's been healthy, you know. So he's got all those check marks. But then you put the tape on, you're like, he threw three interceptions in this game as well. He threw three last night or yesterday. They still won the game against Arizona. And they're not very good picks either. So, yeah, it's a tough one. But I think Liam Cohen's doing a good job with them. They're in position to compete with the AFC South and make the playoffs. So he's doing some good.
Jay, over your coaching career, head coach, OC, and everything in between, and I'm not trying to bring up old painful memories of something bad happened. I don't remember it. I'm actually legitimately asking. Can you remember something like Brandon Ayuk happening where the honeymoon of let's give this guy an enormous contract, and he hasn't played it down since, basically, since that injury last year, and now it looks like he's fallen out of favor, his Instagram living about wanting to leave, and it doesn't show up for rehab by all accounts? Like, can you remember something like that happening in your coaching tenure?
Yeah, probably Trent, right? I guess.
Yeah.
He didn't want to come back, so that's the closest thing I can remember. And you're talking about the best player on your football team and doesn't want to come back to play. When I was in Cincinnati, I first got the job as an offensive coordinator, and Marvin calls me and says, oh, by the way, Carson Palmer doesn't want to come back. Okay, thanks.
Cool.
So, yeah, thanks. I'll take Jordan Palmer and Dan LeFever. Fortunately, we can draft in Andy Dalton. But, yeah, it's crazy what's going on there because I don't understand how you can fall out of favor going through rehab, right? That makes no sense to me. But, you know, players are players, and sometimes it's time for a change.
With that rehab angle, it sounds like he wasn't doing it. Again, I have no idea. I'm not there. I'm just sort of reading what everyone else is.
Well, they got the money back, so yeah. He wasn't doing something he was supposed to be doing.
What's that like as a coach? I mean, obviously it's frustrating, but the guys are so disconnected from the team. How do you kind of keep them involved when they're obviously not practicing because they can't, but like, how do you make sure they're still in the picture instead of just sort of off to the side?
That's their job. They're paid to do that. They're paid to rehab and get their body right because that's the only thing they have going for them. They can't really participate in any of the team meetings and all that stuff, so they have to be with the trainer as often as the trainer says to be there and the doctors. So if they start missing those appointments, then you can find the hell out of them, and it's not good. You know, I don't understand. You have one job to do as a wide receiver, and that's get your body back 100% so you can help your football team. And if you're not doing that, what are you doing? You just playing video games all day? I mean, seriously. Brandon, I mean, what is he doing when he's not going to rehab?
I can't answer it.
It's
a great question. I'd love to know.
Jewelry shopping, according to that video.
Yes, there is a video where he was buying a lot of jewelry, including a watch for his best buddy, Jaden Daniels, which brings me to this question. They play together in college. They are very, very tight. How much interest should Washington have in Ayuk?
Well, I don't know the extent of his injury and how healthy he is right now. So that's the number one thing. You got to check out his medical. And then number two, if you're reading all this stuff, is he – I don't know. If Jade wants him, then go get him. What the hell? You know, I mean, it would help to have another big-time receiver, but I don't like the sounds of what's going on in San Francisco because San Francisco is a pretty good place to play. They had a good quarterback, a pretty good coach, and they're very competitive. So to fall out of favor there, the GM's a hell of a guy, John Lynch. So I don't know. I don't know what he's expecting. the grass isn't always greener on the other side, my friend, but he is a hell of a player. He would be a nice addition to have another deep ball threat.
To that point, though, I am of the belief, like, I know this is not how sports works, where James Harden just, you know, falls out of favor, gets run out of a town, he'll get six or seven opportunities. You know, you guys signed up for DeSean Jackson. It worked out very well. I was wrong about that. I wanted nothing to do with him leaving Philadelphia. And there are certain guys with skill sets where I remember talking to Sean McVay about it, and it's like, all right, yeah, I get it. He changes everything for you, whatever. But, I mean, if Brandon Ayuk is a problem child, kind of bad apple in San Francisco, like, can you keep preaching culture, 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 and then make a move like that? I don't know.
I think there have been guys that if your team is full of good people like Jaden and you have good leaders like Bobby Wagner, then you can have a couple renegades on your squad, and they won't ruin the building. You know, I think Philadelphia's got a little bit of that right now, maybe going with A.J. Brown and a couple guys, you know, but they're still good enough, and I think their leadership is good enough where they can overcome a few bad apples. And I'm not saying Brandon Ayuk's a bad apple. Maybe he just, you know, doesn't do
things
the right way.
He's doing bad apple things right now, I guess.
yeah. So yeah, I think with a leader like Jaden, I think in the relationship they have, I think he'd be fine.
I want to hit on Shedeur Sanders with you. The Cleveland Browns debut him as their starter. He ends up going 11 of 20 for 209, a touchdown and a pick. Had a deep shot, 50-plus yarders that he hit. Had another nice second-level throw after extending a play. What did you think overall? That they've named him their starter for this coming week against San Francisco after he played well enough against the Raiders to get a win.
He definitely played well enough to get the nod as starter. He had two really enormous plays. One was an all-out blitz. He hit the corner out the bond, like you said. And the other one was he stepped around the pocket and hit a deep dagger, very similar to he did the week before. So two really good throws, a lot of very easy completions that Stefanski set him up with, a lot of bubble screens, another bubble screen that went 60 to the house. So he was getting the ball out of his hands, doing the right thing. He only took one sack and had a horrible interception. So except for those two negative plays, he did what he was supposed to do. He didn't force the ball into coverage on third down. And sometimes when your defense is playing as good as Cleveland's defense is playing, you can – throw the ball away on third and eight. You know, you don't have to try to force it in there, force the issue. And that's kind of the way he played. He played very conservatively, hit a couple shots, and they got the win.
Jade, Washington plays Denver this week, and that offense just has not been particularly good. They've been maddeningly inconsistent. They usually lie dormant for three quarters, and then maybe a player or two comes out of the tuchus, and they end up winning these games because their defense is so good and dominant at this point. They have almost a sack and a half more on average per game than everybody else. They're lapping the field. I believe that offense is going to come around, even though there's no sample to support that, just because I like Sean Payton an awful lot, and I think Bo Nix is pretty good. Give me your thoughts on that offense and if they can do anything, do enough to be a championship contender.
Yeah, it's all up to Bo. And Bo's kind of not quite to the extreme as Trevor Lawrence is, but he's close, where he can play pretty damn good for a quarter and look like he's never played a position in his life for three quarters. So it's all up to Bo's consistency. But defensively, they are unbelievable. I mean, they have good cover people, the best cover guy in the league. They have a great pass rush. They're going to get a lot of opportunities for Bo Nix and Sean Payton to call some good plays. And I think with Sean's creativity, he'll get one or two of those big plays throughout the course of the game. And sometimes that's all they need, score 14, 17 points. So Bo's the key. If he can be a little bit more consistent, then Denver definitely has as good a team as anybody.
Sounds like the Commanders are indeed bringing Jaden Daniels back. He'll be practicing this week, although unlikely, because he hasn't been cleared for contact yet to play against the Broncos. But we might see five games of him down the stretch. Any issue with that?
I have no issue with that at all. That's something that we should all look forward to because, we got to make sure he continues building his reputation and what he's all about for future years. All these games are good experiences for a young quarterback. And being it's just his left arm, and I know he's had a knee issue, and he, you know, had something else throughout the year, but I think none of them are serious enough where you say, hey, we got to set him for the rest of the year, treat him like – no, he's got to be treated like every other football player, get in there, learn, and compete, and compete with your teammates and try to get some wins at the end of the year.
What would you want to see from him? Like, kind of what metrics for success would you have for these last handful of games that he does play?
Well, I'd like to see them get the running game going, and I know handing off is not that exciting, but they got to play more physical up front. But then I got to see him protect the ball and protect himself. You know what I mean? I don't want to see him take a lot of hits. I know he's so athletic and he's so quick and he's going to use his legs, but let's get out of bounds and let's slide and live to fight another day. And then when the plays are there to be had, let it rip. And I think he'll do that.
Jake Gruden on Grant and Danny on this Monday, as always, normally after Commanders games. We'll let you out on this. We got a Monday night football game tonight. Christian McCaffrey Bowl. His former team, the Panthers, at his current team, the 49ers. What do you think this evening?
Carolina's been a tough team to play, man. They look so good one week and look like they're horrific the next week. So I like San Francisco. I think McCaffrey has a big day up, two or three touchdowns, and rub it in his old squad. 49ers by 10.
Jay, thank you as always, buddy. We'll talk to you next week. Have a great Thanksgiving.
You got it. Thank you, guys.
Love Jay Gruden. Love having him on the show. He is with us each and every week on Grant and Danny.
On air and on the road, Jay Gruden is driven by the Tedbert Automotive Group, Tedbert Ford and Chantilly in Fairfax, your F-150 headquarters, Tedbert Lincoln and Chantilly, and Tedbert Chevrolet in Sterling, all home to Tedbert for life. Lifetime vehicle coverage, see and shop them all at Tedbert.com.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.